Some young immigrants who have been in the U.S. for years are in limbo. President Donald Trump recently announced an end to the federal program that had temporarily protected some youth without documentation. Thursday is the deadline for final renewals for the program. 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino Young reports one young woman doesn't want to leave the city she now considers home. Anna Alberto Ramirez spends most evenings after work with her boyfriend at their home in Bethel Park, hanging out and watching TV.
He plays soccer, so I go to his games. I like taking pictures too. I'm just there taking pictures of everything, pictures of myself.
The 24-year-old works as a hairstylist on Pittsburgh's South Side.
I like to make hours, so I like to stay even longer if I have to, especially when it's busy.
She can work because of DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, a policy instituted by the Obama administration. The program was not a pathway to citizenship, but a temporary measure that gave her a Social Security number, work permit, and the thing she was most excited about, a driver's license. She qualified for the program because she came to the U.S. when she was so young, had been here for so long, and went to school here. She moved from a small village in Puebla, Mexico, to Pittsburgh when she was 10. She'd hear stories about the North and fantasize about it.
When you're young, you don't think about the problems you're going to face here. You don't think about the language. I didn't think about nothing like that.
Her parents had already come here to work. Eventually, she joined them.
You know, I grew up with cows and goats and, you know, bulls and everything over there. So I didn't know the city. Now I love the city. I love how people love their sports. I'm a big fan of all of them. People are friendly.
She faced bullying in American grade school, but eventually learned English. Things got better, and she never worried about not having documentation. That challenge finally hit her the day she went to pay for community college classes, and they told her she couldn't without a state ID.
As soon as I got out there, I was in tears, and that's when I realized that I was not going to get anywhere. I wanted to be a dentist in the first place.
But then in 2012, DACA was announced, and there was a lot of hope. Things have changed since then.
It's been, I call it like damage control. It's kind of like been this way since the election, where we can't get in front of things. We're always being reactive instead of proactive.
Monica Ruiz is an organizer for the Latino advocacy group Casa San Jose. She says Latinos have been getting mixed messages about being welcome, and President Trump's rhetoric and policies aren't helping.
These are fear tactics, right? He's playing now with the most vulnerable in the community.
After Trump said DACA would end and he'd leave it to Congress to find a solution, Casa San Jose pushed people who could renew DACA to renew. That came with a $500 fee, but lots of organizations helped out.
We had checks overnighted to us. It was great. And the immigration attorneys here in Pittsburgh, they came out in full forces.
That was only for those whose DACA expired before March 5th of next year. They could renew one last time to keep benefits for another 2 years. If someone's DACA expires after March 5th, like Alberto Ramirez's, that's it. Their DACA's over when it's over. Ruiz says many recipients have grown up, finished high school, gone on to college. Some are still in school. Some are married with mortgages. Alberto Ramirez says she's put down roots.
I never thought it was going to end it. I thought I was going to have it forever. I felt secure with it.
She says people saw this coming, but she always remained optimistic.
I want to have a future. You know, I want to have a future in here. Because I see this as my hometown. I've been 14 years, more than my half of my life here.
Even now, she says she has faith that Congress will come up with a solution before her DACA expires next year. And if not, she says life goes on. At one point, she lived in this country without DACA.
I'm planning to stay here until they kick me out, I think.
Congressional Republicans recently introduced a bill to offer some protections while adding money for a border wall and additional border security. I'm Virginia Alvino Young, 90.5 WESA News.